We're talking about faith that activates the power of God. Faith activates what? The power of God. Faith activates the power of God. You can put it in another way. The power of God is faith activated. The power of God is what? Faith activated. Can we say it together? In Isaiah 53 verse 1. Isaiah 53 verse 1. It is coming your way. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who had believed what? Our report. Tell your wife, I said she should not be afraid. Did you hear what I said? You should not be what? Afraid. The hand keeping you is greater than all of them. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who had believed our report? This is the Spirit of God asking a question. He says, who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord what? Revealed. Which means, the Holy Spirit is saying, who will see the manifestation of the arm of the Lord? Who is that one? And he put that question in another way. Who has believed our report? Because it's automatic that if we believe the report, then the arm of the Lord is what? Revealed. Which means the arm of the Lord is faith activated. It is activated and you can see the manifestation when you believe the report, when you believe the word of God. And in another scripture, Luke 8:50, Jesus said, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him and saying, fear not, believe only. Believe what? Only. And she shall be made whole. Believe only and you will see the power of God manifest healing there. Believe only, because the power that heals is faith activated. Believe only. That's all you need to do. You don't have to do incantation. You don't have to do anything else. Because that power is faith, what? Activated. Jesus said, do you want to see the power of God heal? Believe only. You will see the power heal this person. It is faith activated. You must know this. Because you need to live by the power of God every day. I need to live by the power of God every day. I need that power. You need that power to live the basic Christian life we live, to overcome challenges of life, to continue doing in the will of God. We need that power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit of God. For that power to move on your behalf and on my behalf, the Bible is saying it has to be activated by faith. Otherwise, it lies dormant. It will lie dormant. You know, again, some Christians, bless them. Whatever that means, bless you. They say, well, I'm waiting for God. Have you heard that before? They're praying and waiting. If God does something, good. If he doesn't, well, whether or whether. So I'm waiting. Then some preachers come and say, you know, God's time. No, so it's not God's time to heal you. It's a lie. No, you see the seasons. They quote it, the times and seasons are what? In the hand of God. So, bros, be patient. Have you heard that kind of story? It's not true. God has times and seasons for his program. They were asking Jesus, is this the time for you to restore the kingdom? He said, no. When it comes to things about like the time of coming of Jesus and the time that God does his program, the times and seasons are what? The hand of God. He decides when he does his program. But brethren, Christians, my brothers and sisters, in the timing of God, today is the day of salvation. The day has arrived. Don't keep saying, well, it's not God's time. No, no. Today, now is the day of what? Salvation. The time of Jesus came and brought us all things that we need for life and godliness. So it's up to you. It's right now. It's right now. It's this moment, not tomorrow. You can't say, well, you know, when God wants. You know, some people ask, I said, can we pray? You need a baby, yeah. So what do you want God to give you? Pastor, God give me anything. I say, no, it won't work. I said, I'm telling you right now, you're wasting your time. It's not God that decides whether you have a boy or a girl. God says, you bring your request, make it known what? Unto me. God didn't say, come, let me make a request for you. You yourself, tell me what you want. What do you want? The blind man said, have mercy on me. Jesus said, what do you want? He said, that I might receive what? You think Jesus didn't know he was blind? That's the law. That's the way it works. God says, tell me what. That's why you don't receive, because you don't ask. It's not up to God to decide if I want a brown jacket that's this beautiful. What is it? Sports jacket. Yeah. Thank you. My wife said, yeah, you're looking awesome. I said, let's finish the service. We can talk about it. There are time for different talks. So that talk was suspended until the appropriate time, because I need to collect my dividend. Don't tell her. If you tell my wife, you put it. So the Bible says now is the time of what? Salvation. So that idea of, well, it is season. No, it's your season. I say what? It's your season to collect. It's not tomorrow. Right now. The thing Jesus paid for. Come on, it's there for you to collect. And look at this scripture. Luke 4:19. Luke 4:19. Can we read it in New Living Translation? Oh, Amplified is good. No, put Amplified. Good, that's awesome. Wow, you went ahead. I want us to read Amplified together. Everybody, let's go. Want to go? To proclaim the what? Accepted and acceptable year of the Lord. What does it mean? The day when salvation and free favors of God profusely abound. Profusely. What does profusely mean? Plentifully, without a limit. That's flowing from all directions. Another translation says acceptable year of the Lord. The year when divine favor is flowing. You can't wait. You got to tap in on it. You just can't wait. This idea of, God's time is the best. No, this is his time for me. And it's the best, which is right now. Praise the Lord. So everything boils down to the proposition of faith. I've learned some words from Brother Obi Chife. When you hang around Obi, you start speaking like him. Proposition. I think he was the one that made it popular. Proposition and some of those big ones he uses. So everything boils down, brethren, to faith in Christ and the word he guaranteed by his death and resurrection. Everything boils down to it. Everything. And last week, we were sharing about how prayer, you activate the word of the power of God through prayer. But again, it has to be the prayer of faith. Prayer boils down to faith proposition. That's what it boils down to. It has to be the prayer of what? Faith. It's not just every prayer. Because if it's every prayer, then we have it all made. I mean, every time we pray, we get it. But you know that I don't get it all the time. And I'm not alone. You are one of us. Is anybody different? All of us. We don't get it all the time. Because it's not just because you pray that things happen. The Bible says it has to be prayer of what? Faith. Because the power of God is faith what? Activated. Now look at the scripture here. James 5:15. James 5:15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith shall what? Save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be what? Forgiving him. In one swoop. The prayer of faith. Qualified. It's not just prayer. It's not just prayer. It has to be prayer of faith. Now look at James 1:6. There's one song there. I have taught the hymn of his coming. The song you should be singing. James 1:6. But let him ask what? In faith. You see the same thing being repeated? Let him ask in faith, not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7. Makes it clearer now. It's a scripture we know. Verse 7, quickly. Verse 7. Can we read it together, all of us? For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. If that prayer is not said in faith, you will receive nothing. But you know, we think that we will receive simply because we were yelling. Think we receive because you didn't sleep. You said, I did 10 night vigils. You don't receive because of the night vigils. You receive because you prayed in what? In faith. You must know these things. The Bible says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. It doesn't work with God at all. So the prayer that works is faith activated prayer. So what is prayer of faith? Jesus taught us. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever covers everything. What things soever, when you pray, this is our Lord Jesus teaching us this morning. What things soever is everything you desire. When you pray, believe that what? You receive them. And what happens? As simple as ABCD. He said, when you pray, believe it's done. Before you see it done. Believe it's done. Before you will now what? See it done. He said, if you don't believe it's done, you will see it done. Because faith is about things that are not seen. So you got to believe things that are not seen, that they are real, they have substance, before you can see it. That's what Jesus is saying. I can take this a little further, but that's not where I'm focused, really, this particular scripture. So you can understand what our Lord Jesus is saying to us is that we must pray in faith, not in doubt. When I pray in faith, I have certainty. Everybody say certainty. I have assurance. Everybody say assurance. I am very, very sure. Come on, say it after me. Very, very sure that the answer is there, but I will see the manifestation. That's what prayer of faith is. A prayer of doubt is where you are not sure. You're not sure. You prayed, and then circumstances, if the things get bad, you shift with it. Say, oh, I thought God had me. When things get better, you say, hallelujah. I think God have heard me. So, and then the prayer you say, you think if God is having a bad day, we will respond. Maybe tomorrow. If you're having a good day, then he will what? Respond. And what makes him have a bad day and good day is me. So if I come and he's eyeing me with some kind of anger, he won't hear. But if I come, I think he's having a good day with me, then he will answer. That's nonsense. Prayer is never based on stuff like that. Prayer is based on the faithfulness of God and the word of God and the promises guaranteed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hear amen? Amen. It was Obi Chife that was talking to me. I love talking to Obi. He's a critical thinker. You know, he thinks critically. He said, Pastor, we've gone this way too long. This way of wanting to pay for things with God. Wanting to think that we are the ones that really pleasing God as such. The way of the law. He said, people are finding it difficult to jettison that and come to the way of grace. The way of grace. The way of mercy. Which gives you all things free without charge. I said, I agree with you. Because I know the battle I fought in my life to jettison that. It was tough. Because every single time I wanted to embrace the grace of God, guilt will come. Serious guilt. The devil will hit me with guilt. Hit me with serious guilt. And I'll get confused. And I said, Lord, you need to open my what? I must understand this. And all of a sudden, it became clear to me that there's no way out except the way of mercy. And Jesus is that way. Can I hear amen? I say, can I hear amen? So a prayer said, expecting to see the manifestation, not doubting whether it will. No. And you have based it on what the scripture has assured you. You have based it on what the scripture has assured you. Look at Mark 2:5. When Jesus saw their faith, not before, until he saw their faith. He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, now thy sins what? Which means you have activated the power. When Jesus saw, he said, wow, you really have activated the power of God. That's okay. Your sins are forgiven. And then verse, the next verse, verse 6. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts. I don't know how many of you sitting here reasoning. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So when Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus what? Saw their faith. Jesus said to him, hey, rise up, take your things, you are healed, your sins are forgiven. And they said to him, how can you talk like this? He said, let me show you this man is also healed. He said, which one is easier? Is it to say your sins are forgiven or to say to him, rise up, take your bed and what? He said, so that you know that I act like God here on earth. I have authority here on earth. I'm the son of God. My father gave me this authority that I can forgive sins right here. He said, okay, carry your bed and what? Go home. And the man took his bed. Vamoosed. Praise the Lord. But nothing happened until Jesus saw their faith. It was faith activated. Somebody say amen. And how did you know? How did we know? What kind of faith? They carried this man and removed somebody's roof and said, we are coming before you. Which means they were sure. They were assured that if they ever got there, this was going to be the result. They were the people, listen to me, this is critical. It's not God that determines what happens to you. It is you. Let me repeat it. It's not up to God whether your prayer is answered or not. It's up to you to exercise faith and activate the power of God. It's not up to God. It was them that determined. They said, once we get there, this sickness is what? It's over. So they came with certainty, with assurance, with persuasion in Christ Jesus that this is where the solution is. If they didn't have that persuasion, how could they remove people's roof? How can they risk being sued? They did that. And remember, there was a crowd. And they carried this man. Even you are healthy, let them carry you on the roof. But this man was paralyzed. They carried him. The effort to lift a heavy man and lift him on top of the roof, and the effort to remove everything that was obstructing them, everything, get out of the way. Everything, no obstacle, get out. That's where my hope is. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness. They brought the man there. Jesus said, wow, you have this confidence in me? For those that trust in him will never be put to shame. And the Bible says he saw their faith. He said, you are here, go. Mark 8:8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. But speak the word what? And my servant may be healed. That is, if it's the time for his healing, then he will be healed. Is that what he said? Abba. Lord, you know, if you're in a good mood today, my servant shall be healed. Remember, the man said, I know I'm not worthy, okay. But speak the word only. What's if somebody who says I'm not worthy be reaching for God's miracle? And Jesus said, sure. The man said, I'm not worthy, I'm not a Jew. I know that. But I know something else. That you are merciful. And do you know what? Brethren, look at this. This centurion wasn't even asking for his own direct child. He was asking for a slave. A slave. It wasn't his own child. He was moved by compassion for his slave. He could ignore the slave and buy another one. He was a big commander. This wasn't about him. It was about a slave girl. Check it out. He was showing compassion. And Jesus said, you're a candidate too. This is about mercy. Can I hear amen? Amen. Say, I'm not worthy, I'm not a Jew, but speak the word only. and my servant shall be what? Healed. Do you know the faith thing? It's because he said, I am sure your word works. If you speak it, this is the result. I am not doubting about the result. I know what the result is. Healing is the result. That's what is coming here. I don't have plan B because this thing works the way it is. Just speak it, it works. Speak it, it works. Speak it, what? It works. He said what the answer will be. My servant shall be what? Made whole. He said it. The woman with the issue of blood said what the answer will be. He said, if I touch him, I shall be made. It's not God that determines it. It's you. What is the answer? You declare it now. That's your faith. If you believe in Jesus said, if you ask, believe you have received it. It shall be so. They believed it and they declared what the answer would be. They didn't wait for anybody to show them. The woman with the issue of blood says, if I touch him, if I ever touch him, if I dare touch him, I shall be made whole. And she went, touched, activated the power, and she was made whole. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. You are the one that will declare what the answer is. You are the one. It's nobody else. It's your responsibility. Don't leave it up to the pastor. It's up to you. Think about it again. They said, if I get there, bring me right there. If I get there, that is what, this is the end of this problem. And they went to great extent to bring him there. Do you know they could stop somewhere and say, wow, we're tired. How can we remove somebody's roof? Man, there's a lot of trouble here. No, no, no. We can't continue. My friend, we are friends, but we have done our best here. All of them had one conviction. If we get this man before Jesus, that was the end. So they were concluded that that is it. When you pray, you determine what the answer, what? Will be. People have done it before us. That's the way it works. It's faith activated. If you are doubting and wondering whether it will work, you'll be doubting and wondering till that kingdom come, nothing will happen. Because that's what you determine your answer is. You are determining your answer is uncertainty. So uncertainty is what you get. Am I talking to us? Yes. Praise the Lord. And in verse 10 of Matthew 8, verse 10, when Jesus had it, what did Jesus hear? He had the certainty. He had the assurance. The faith is assurance of things we don't see. Assurance. He had the assurance. When Jesus had it, he marveled and said to them, wow, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. This man was sure. He wasn't gambling. He wasn't gambling at all. It was something settled. It was an assurance of things not seen that this is real. Look at Abraham. Let's go talk up. And you know, the moment, I want you to listen to this. Stop writing. Don't write. Just listen to me. The moment you want to exercise faith in Christ and the word of God concerning a challenge, the devil will show up. And listen to what he does. He will make it easy for you not to believe God. He will make it so easy for you to take the option of not standing on what you know is true. He will simplify it so much for you that it will become a main attraction. Let me repeat it. He will make it so what? He will give you option that is so easy that doesn't task you anything. And you fall for it. And he will put it in religious garb. Present. But that's doubt. That's unbelief. He will do that. Let me show you in Romans 4:30. Romans 4:13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. I'm reading King James Version. Should not be, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. I pray that you understand this one. Verse 14. For if they which are of the law be heirs. Faith is made what? Void. And the promise of no effect. Verse 15. Because the law worketh what? Wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Verse 16. Therefore, the promise of God to us is of faith, that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not that only, which is of the law, that's the Jews, but to that also, which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Continue. As it is written now, God said to Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Verse 18, what we are reading about Abraham. Continue, verse 18. Who against hope, it was a hopeless situation, against hope, believed what? A hope. That he might become. If he didn't believe, he would not become. Against hopeless situation, he believed that he might become. If he didn't believe, he would not become. I'm telling you the truth. Read it there now. He said, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. If he didn't believe that which was spoken, he will not be. He will not be. Case closed. The Bible says, who has believed our? He will not be. This is not magic. It boils down to faith proposition. It will be to you according to your faith. Can you put that verse in New Living Translation? That verse 18, before we go back to other verses. Verse 18. New Living, verse 18. Even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept what? Hoping, believing that he will become the father of men. For God has said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. Continue. And Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was good as dead, and so was Sarah's womb. Go back to King James in verse 20. King James, verse 19, King James. And being not weak in faith, he considered not what? His own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet. I want you to watch that scripture there. Because that's exactly what the devil does. 100 years old man, to lure him out of faith is to call him and say, my friend, you are 100 years. And your wife is also what? Old. Don't you see? Look at it. Look, are you a fool? Look at it. The devil will give you cheap way out. It will be so easy, you will fall for it. Oh boy, I'm telling you. He will make it easy for you to walk in unbelief. And he will show you things that will attract you, reasonable. Your unbelieving Christians will come and say, yes, Nasha, I told you. Me, I'm the believer too. Abraham, yeah. Hey, you are 100 what? Yes. Your body. And then your wife's. And moreover, this God that promised you this thing. How long? Check it out. I want you to think back and see if he doesn't do the same thing. Every single time you want to walk in faith, he will make it easy to abandon your faith. He will show you things that are reasonable from what you see. But you know what the Bible said Abraham did? Abraham refused. Come on, everybody say refused. When somebody say you refuse, is it not something is trying to make you do and you refuse to respond? Abraham what? Refused. He said, no, I'm not taking that. Because it would be easy to say, yeah. I'm even waiting. 10 years now. What am I waiting for? Pastor Emmanuel, I want to see you on Sunday morning. Okay. I know God said, though. I know, Pastor. But you know I'm 100 years old. Didn't God know you were 100 years old when he said that? Didn't he know? What are you telling God he doesn't know? Tell me what you're telling he doesn't know. Jesus called his disciples and said, let's get to the other side of this lake. Get into the boat, let's cross the thing. And they made with their wisdom. They went and said, sir, so you brought us here to die? So you don't care that we are? Jesus woke up and said, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I put you in danger. Please come behind me. Let me take care of it. I'm really so sorry. I apologize. Okay, Peter, please, can you people come behind? I'll take care of you. Is that what he said? He rebuked them. He said, where is what? I told you we are going to the other side. You should have kept quiet and see whether you're going or not. If I say so, that's what you should believe. Not what the devil made it cheap for them. He made it easy for them. He made it so easy. They fell for it like a pack of cards. I'm telling you people the truth. He will make it easy for you to fall out of it. He will create situations. He will put the fire on you. He will bring all these unbelieving believers all over the place. They will come and harass your life. He is making it cheap for you to say, you know what? I've tried. Let me try this one. Is anybody following me here? But when he does that, you do what Abraham did. You will refuse to listen to him. You refuse to hear him. You refuse to look at what he's pointing at. Your eyes must be glued on the Lord Jesus, because his word is yea. I always said to the devil, I said, I want to see you make God a liar. Try. I said, try. You have problem with that word, because I didn't say it. It was God that said it. I will stand on this thing. And make God a liar. Listen. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, Elijah's prayer that they used to teach us. Elijah prayed a prayer of faith. I want us to examine that Elijah's prayer that people misquote and talk and use it and call fire to kill their enemies. I don't know why they read that. Elijah's prayer didn't kill anybody. It came on the sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Do you know where the sacrifice of today? Present your body as a living what? It's upon us that the fire of the Holy Spirit comes at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's upon us. It's not to kill anybody. When Elijah put that thing, it was at the time of sacrifice. At the time of oblation, when the God that gave them the word said, this is the hour you should seek me in sacrifice. And Elijah waited for that hour. When that hour came, he put his sacrifice according to 12 tribes of Israel. He said, we are God of covenant with this tribe. Okay, but let's look at the prayer of Elijah. 1 Kings 18:36. And it came to pass at the time of offering of the evening sacrifice. At the time of what? Offering. Elijah waited. For the time God gave them to bring the sacrifice, he waited. At the time of evening sacrifice, that Elijah, and remember the people have seen, and Elijah was bringing a sacrifice of blood. So, and it came to pass at the time of offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God where? Come on, how many people are following? Thou art God where? Uh-oh, is that what you have? No. I'm reading 1 Kings 18:36. That thou art God where? In Israel. Okay, I'll be reading from here. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. That I have done all these things at thy word. We are still in 36, but you are now, the screen is not bringing the whole of 36. But the last line of that 36 says, I have done all these things at thy what? Word. Now go back to verse 1. Verse 1. You will see what happened in verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah. God spoke to him and said to him, came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself now to what? Ahab. I will send rain upon the earth. It wasn't until God spoke, that man wasn't praying for it. He said, when he prayed, he said, God, this prayer is according to what you want. Told that you are about to send me. It's what you say. It's according to your word. I did everything according to what you told me. I didn't wake up to come and be doing this. No. You spoke it. Let them know you told me. You directed this thing. Why? It was God that said, I want to send rain. Go tell Ahab. If you remember, Obadiah, that was servant to Ahab, when Elijah saw him, he said, go and tell your master that I'm here. He said, ah, you want the man to kill me? He said, when I tell him, immediately he comes, you disappear. He said, remember how I've kept this, prophets of God when they were being killed. You want me to die? He said, no, nothing will happen. Go and tell him I'm here. Because Elijah, they didn't see him for 3 years. They were looking for him to kill him. Took off. But God says, now you go. I want to send rain. Now you go. So rather now did that prayer and say, Lord, at your word, you told me. You are the one that told me that you want to send rain. So let them know you are God in Israel. I'm not doing this on my own. How do I know he believed that word that God? Do you know he could have doubt about whether that word is working on? How do I know? Now, before he prayed that prayer, brethren, he asked them to bring water and pour in the what? Sacrifice. And they poured the first one and said, bring more. Hey, if I'm praying for fire to come down, I don't want water. Praise the Lord. But you know, he said, bring water. Why? He was confident. That action alone was confidence in God. That water can stop God doing what he said. Was confident in God. And as we are here, let me even say something. I was sharing with Chuka Zendokwe. You know, we chat and laugh, crack jokes a lot. In fact, let me tell the wife that we've gone to Chinese together once. Me and him, we went to Chinese. If the wife hears it, whatever he does to him, I'm not responsible. But we went to Chinese, though, and we ate Chinese, God, me and Chuk. So we're sharing, you know, about how we haven't understood that it is not what you do. It's what God, what? Does. I say, we're still struggling with that, and we come to this idea of, so what am I supposed to do? Nothing! Believe! I said, it's a transition of paradigm. And then he shared something with me. He said, Pastor, you remember you said something. I don't know if you people have heard that before. He said, do you know chicken? When the egg is cracking and the chicken is coming out, if you help it, it will die. He said, I tried it. He said, we raised chicken. He said, the thing was, I wanted to help it to do it faster. The thing died. So the only ones that survive are the ones nobody helps. I said, that's exactly the way we work with God. If you want to help God, the thing will die. The only thing that survives is the one that is done by the Spirit. Alone. I said, that's Christian work. That's why we enter into his what? Rest. Once we start trying to help the egg, what God is cracking and bringing out and bringing to, we start trying to help it, the thing dies. But once we take our hands off and let God be the beginning and what? Yeah. God will pull, you see the thing come up. He said, my glory I will not share with what? Anyway. I said, we should learn that. God will open our eyes and learn that that's the way faith works. That's the way grace works. You can't make yourself anything. It's God that will make you, yeah. It's God that will bring you out of that case, the case of adultery, case of lying. Is God, I'll crack it open and pull you. And the same God that will present you before him. Haven't you found that each time you try to help God, the things go back, go south? Is that true of us? If you get me, shout hallelujah. Absolutely. Didn't David want to help God? When the ark was, and the ark represented the covenant of God that we have today with Jesus. So you don't help God. Immediately they help God, they all died. You don't help God. God can do it by himself. Oh, awesome. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I was sharing how me and my wife were going to somewhere, and then she was cooking, and cooking was not in the program. And I came and said, I'm ready. He said, I want to do this. I said, I went down to the sitting room, just sat down there. There was no anger in my heart, nothing. I wasn't even bothering about her. I was just busy doing other things. But before, before, we are going, and you're not ready. This is how you women behave, you know? And you know, we schedule this thing. Is it now you're cooking? Can you keep that in place? Let's go. And then from the house to that place, we'll still be talking about it. Do you know, brethren, that I didn't act that out. I really found out that that thing had died. That attitude is what? Dead. I just found out it wasn't there no more. It wasn't there no more. It wasn't even a temptation. I was even sitting there pitying her that she's cooking. I said, oh, my wife, all this cooking, wow. The opposite of what he used to be. Who did that? The Spirit of God transforms us into his what? He begins to ingrain into our mind, into our thinking, into our attitude. He begins to ingrain Christ into it. So you find yourself behaving like Jesus without effort. Without effort. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Even when I was carrying cat for her, before, who will carry cat? I'll carry cat, carry her back, do everything. And then we went to pay. Before she could fish out her money, I had paid. As she was giving them money, they were giving her receipt. He said, you paid. I said, honey, I love you. He goes, brethren, I wasn't acting. This is a new nature that was showing forth. And me, myself, was being amazed seeing Christ at work. It's so beautiful to see Jesus at work. Ah, boy, it's so awesome. When you see Jesus showing forth through you, doing that which only he can do. It's so beautiful. But he can't do it if you want to help that egg come out. It's all you need to do is believe and trust him. He that began the good work, works in you. Will what? Finish. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating to you? Enter into the rest of God. Chris was telling me, he said, Pastor, that the scripture says if you don't enter his rest, you won't enter his blessings. I said, yeah, that's absolutely true. You can't share God's glory with him. You can't. And now, we need to know that the power of God in the word is also faith what? Activated. The power of God in the word of God is faith activated. Now, let me tell you something, brethren. Do you know the Bible says the word is the seed, right? Come on now. Yes. Every seed lies dormant until you plant it. Is that correct?
Yes.
The word of God, the seed, will lie dormant until it is received into a heart by faith. Until you plant it into your heart and say, this is true. If you reject it, it's not planted. Now. Until you believe it and accept it, then it's planted in your heart. And then out of the abundance of your heart, as it is growing, out of the abundance of your heart, it will bring up shoot of character, shoot of this, shoot of healing, shoot of this, shoot of that. You see it coming out. But if you don't accept it, it's not so there now. It's dormant. It's dormant. And inside that seed is every power that that tree needs. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And then, you know, we need to be also, when you accept the word, you need to be consistent in keeping it there. Consistent. You can't accept it partly for 1 day, 2 days. On the 3rd day, you reject it. Let me tell you, miracles can start for you, but it will not end. Mark me. Miracles can start in your life. Somewhere along the line, will dissipate. Anywhere doubt comes, that miracle, what? Dissipates immediately because doubt just hinders it. Wasn't Peter walking on water? When Jesus said what? Come. And the devil made it easy for him. raised big storm, very cheap one. So the man saw storm. I said, man, what did I get myself into? What the man that was walking the last second started to sink immediately. The miracle started, he was walking. But somewhere along the line, the thing dissipated, the miracle dissipated. His doubt stopped the power of God. He started to sink. It happens to us. You come to church, you hear things, you start, God starts, power of God starts working. You still even know it, it testifies working. But somewhere along the line, the devil wants to make it easy. He raises blah, 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 blah for you. And you are looking at him, man, I thought this thing worked. You start seeing. Miracles are not automatic. Let me surprise you. It's not automatic. It can start, but you too must continue in faith for it to be fully consummated. The same thing with our faith in Christ. Now, you can start, but somewhere along the line, you can wreck your faith. Deny Christ and go to hell. Am I communicating? So, the way we activate the word that is in the power that is in the word of God is that we need to say so. We need to what? Let me show you Isaiah 59, 21. Isaiah 59:21. As for me, see what God said there. As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee. My spirit that is what? Upon thee. And my words, which I have put where? In thy mouth. Shall not depart out of thy mouth. Must not depart out of the mouth or the mouth of thy seed, said the Lord, from henceforth for 1 year. Forever. Say constantly, this is where you want to activate the power in my word. You must say it. You must speak it. He says in your mouth, you must say it. And then he taught us, say, let the redeemed of the Lord what? Say so. You must say it. Faith speaks. Faith acts. Faith speaks. Faith acts. Let's say it together. Faith speaks. I didn't hear you. This side, come on. Can I hear you? Can I hear you? This side, come on. Everybody, come on. Can I hear you? Faith speaks. Why? Because actions also speak. Now, if I'm talking to my brother and my action, my body language is different, what do you think he would think about me? He said, I'm not serious. Right? But I'm saying something, writing. Say, bro, you know I love you a lot, but all my body language is saying, I don't want to stay near you. But I'm telling him, you know I love you. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Then my facial expression and my repulsiveness, he's even feeling that more than what I'm saying. That cannot be faith. If you are speaking the word of God, your whole heart must be in it. Your whole being must be in it. Your whole action must be in it. If your action, if your word, if what you are saying is totally different from what you are saying, that's called hypocrisy. It's what the Bible calls vain word. Word that has no power of faith behind it, no conviction, whatever, no persuasion. Just talking, blending in talk. We are Pentecost. Pentecost with the psalm. Me, Pastor, share, you know, by the stripes of Jesus, they meet you, I was healed. But your actions are not saying the same. How can two work together except what? That's why God says, this covenant I have with you, see, my word must be in your mouth. We must be saying the same things for this covenant to work. We must be saying the same things. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Amen? I said amen. I said amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak. He said we have the same spirit of faith. God believes what he's saying. If my faith and God's faith is the same, he said, because I believe what God is saying, that I shall speak what God is what saying. Say the same spirit of faith that God is exercising is what we have. The same spirit of faith. So God is saying, hey, I have done this for you. That's what God believes now. and meet you, I have to speak the same thing God what? Has said. He said, if I have the same spirit of faith, then I'll speak the same thing that God is speaking. Do you know that Jesus Christ, our Lord, that's the way he lived his life. That's the way he unraveled the power in the word of God. He said, the words I speak are what? Not mine. Because in the covenant, in this covenant, his word that I have is what I need to what? Speak on it. That's how he really lived it. He said, the word you hear me say is what my father said. Because I need to be in faith all the time. It's faith that makes me walk in unity, in fellowship with my father. Because two cannot walk together, except they agree. The moment I don't agree with my father, we are no more in fellowship. I don't know if you're hearing me now. Are you tired? If you are tired, I stop. But you need to know this. Can I hear amen? Amen. If you are happy, are you know, say amen.
Amen.
How many of you are really getting what I'm saying? You need it because this is the way you overcome all these things. You activate the power of God. You don't need a pastor. You don't need all these 20 days fast time. Stop all that nonsense. All you need to do is to do what the Bible instructed you. All things are possible to them that what?
Believe.
You say, Jesus said, believe. This woman will be healed. Just believe it. The woman with the issue of blood didn't do no 100 days fast, nothing. He said, if I touch him, I'm healed. He declared what the thing is, them touched, what he said, what was happened. The Bible said, if you shall say to the mountain and believe with your heart that what you say shall come to pass, then that is exactly what will pass. He said, therefore, when you pray too, when you believe that this thing is moving, this thing is happening, he said, that's what you get to. Mark 14:60. Okay, let me leave that. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you do know that words generally is a repository of power.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Words generally is a repository. What is repository? Container of power. Now, when you see a child of 10 playing with a gun, what do? You run and what? Take it from him. Because he can kill himself. Do you know that the mouth is more dangerous than a gun? But we use it like children and hurt ourselves. Didn't the Bible tell us that the power of life and death is where? So it can kill. But we don't believe it. Don't believe it. Look at Proverbs 18:21. This is a message. Words, Proverbs 18:21. Words kill, words give life. They either poison or fruit. You choose. They kill or they give life. Choose one. Then James 3:3. A bit in the mouth of a horse. I'm reading message, James 3:3. A bit in the house of a horse controls the whole horse. Verse 4. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. Verse 5. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account. Is that true of us? We are laughing, cracking jokes, or we're talking and killing ourselves without knowing it. So it may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything. Or destroy. But it seems of no account. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. Verse 6. A careless or wrongly placed word out of your mouth can do that to your life. By our speech, we can ruin the world. Turn harmony into what? Chaos. Throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and go up in smoke with it. Smoke right from the pit of hell. He said, it's not account. It's not account, but we keep saying those things that we destroy our blessings. Brethren, the devil makes it too cheap for you to walk in on. He will come and tie you up to say things because he knows that there is power in every word. But the only power you need is the power that is in the word of God. So if you want the power of God to work in your life always, speak the same thing that God has said. Don't speak what the devil is instigating all around you. Because if you start speaking that, you release the power in that word, it will harm you. And the Bible says when we speak it, we think it's of no account. It doesn't mean anything. I remember one time, because I used to stay downstairs a lot. I said to my wife, I now live downstairs. She said, no, you don't live downstairs. I said, I live there now. I stay down. He said, no, you don't live downstairs. You don't. And I was going there. I said, yeah. I was saying something negative. She was saying something positive. He said, no, you don't live downstairs. You live here with me. But if I spoke that word of no account, I'd be saying, no. You see how very easily just throw words around and wonder what is happening to us. The Bible says it's not account now. But it's what you have spoken now. Is it not what? Come on, I'm talking to you. Is it not what? Yeah. You come to your office and you're declaring everything that will happen to you. Say, these people, they will fire me here. They will fire me. This man doesn't like me. They are going to really fire me here. Within 3 weeks, they fire you. And you said it's the devil. I'm not kidding you. We thought we'd gone, dangerous gone in our mouth. But instead of doing what Jesus did, he said, the only thing I speak is what my Father says, because that's the word of life. That's what gives me life. I release that power and that's what my Father says. In the midst of enemies, in the midst of enemies, abandoned by friends, abandoned by disciples, betrayed by his closest friend, denied by Peter, surrounded by violent people, hopeless situation. They surrounded him, powerful men. They said to him, are you the what? King? Are you the Son of God? You know, it was a good opportunity to say, let me play safe here. You know what he said? He said, I am. And you will see the Son of God come from what? Heaven in the glory. They said, what? This is blasphemy. But the Holy Spirit was talking about that statement later on. He said he gave a good testimony before Pilate. He stood for what God had said about him. He wasn't interested in what all of them were saying. He said, let me even tell you people what the truth is. I am the Son of God. And I'm going to come back in glory. This thing you are doing will not stop me. That's what he was telling them. He said, it won't stop me. I will come back in glory. I will see me. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you speak, whose word do you speak? Whose word? Because you are surrounded by people who have denied you. Situation that contradicts you. Looks hopeless. And then the devil lures you to say, you know what? That word of God is nothing. See what's happening. Talk about it. No. Like Abraham, you will refuse. You will refuse. Because what he wants you to do is to unlock the power that is destructive. In that one, he showed you. But no. You will refuse. And say, I will say what my Father says. Because that's the word of life. I stand on this. I am shifting nowhere. It is written. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is what? That's why I stand. I stand. Let's stand up. I stand in awe of you.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Four Square Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.